one and only Africa Allah and the B-Team DJs by Playmass.Doc today. Get familiar.
Welcome to another edition of Being Africa Allah right here on Discover Music Channel by Playmass.Doc today. And as I told you, season 26 is official. I got the whistle in the building.
Cool. What's going on? Hey, what's going on? How you doing out there in radio world? You're listening to Africa Allah alongside yours truly, the only official whistle. Let's get it cracking.
All right, so we've been talking about the evolution of hip-hop as we get ready for hip-hop's
golden anniversary.
That's right. Their golden anniversary, right?
Mm-hmm.
And today I figured, you know, we should really talk about the hip-hop artists. And when I talk about hip-hop artists, I'm talking about artists that have been in the game for a few decades that have found a second revenue stream to not only keep their brand identity alive, but to increase their revenue. You know what I mean?
And not just secondary streams, multiple streams of income, because some of these artists have multiple businesses.
Right. So we're going to talk about, you know, the growth of hip hop and the maturity of hip hop, because when you think about hip hop in the 80s, a lot of people didn't have an exit strategy, right?
No. And they didn't have a fallback plan, but that's another conversation too.
Right. So now we have artists, and we're seeing artists that are very tech savvy and starting to understand the nature of business and money. And with that said, you know, one that comes to mind is Swiss Beatz, right? And
yeah.
Swiss has been investing in tech for years. I think the first time that I got a whiff of Swift doing something was in 2010.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah, when I was doing stuff with Monster Cable, he had just started investing in art and dabbling in technology. And now Swiss has, of course, he's had deals with Monster Cable. He has art collections. He also has a camel racing. Yeah, it's a camel racing herd that he does out in Saudi Arabia.
Dubai, I think.
Yeah, I believe it's Dubai, out there with the Saudis, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So he's been doing a lot of stuff. And then, of course, you know, everybody knows about Versus, right? And
yeah.
I think that's the most popular thing. And I think that people think that that's the only thing. But
no, he has multiple different streams and revenues of income. And honorable mention, but what you were saying too, honorable mention when you talk about tech, you know, of course, people forget, but we're not going into it because they're not really relevant to it. But when you say tech, I can't help but give a shout out to Chameleonaire, Mims, and what's the other guy, and Tech Nine. Because all of them have definitely did some things. That's, you know, you guys can look the name up and see what they're doing there. And it's definitely fitting for with that. So I couldn't do it Africa without giving them a mention.
Of course. You know, they have contributed
heavily
to the industry. And they are making their mark in the tech world as well.
Big time.
And like I said, the criteria for this particular thing, the people that are, you know, they've been in the industry for a while and they're still making music.
It's still really relevant.
Yeah, this is the thing that's interesting. Like, even though you're, and I find it enlightening, because even though you're finding other streams of revenue, you still go back to that one thing that you love. You know what I mean?
To your passion.
Right. And you're good. It's not like you're struggling to be, like, you're still relevant. You're still making good music. You're not trying to be.
I would say this too. You're making good music, but a lot of times people, when we say certain things, because you're going to hear some irons where you say, well, I haven't heard anything from them. Well, they're putting out music, but they're not pushed by the mainstream. So you got two different types of artists being out there that's relevant. Then you got those, because as we know, hip hop is, you know, a lot of the people that we hear, hip hop is underground. Just like you hear a lot of these names, but you may not heard something from them in a minute. And you may like, oh, wait a minute, they're not there, but they're there. But because people are now trying to own their content now, because that's this discussion we had last time, it may be a little something for that too.
Right. Now, another person, and if you in the South, you know this, Killer Mike just dropped an album.
Oh yeah, he's
the
heavy.
Album's called Michael. Mm-hmm. But besides that, Killer Mike has been a philanthropist. He's been community, heavy in the banking industry. Yeah. Definitely a community activist. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's even taken.
He's got his hand on the beat in Atlanta. There's nowhere you can go in Atlanta. They have a mural of Killer Mike, and whenever CNN and Fox News is calling you to find out what's going on in Atlanta, you're doing something.
Right. So Killer Mike, his name is Michael Santiago. He's been doing a lot of things in the financial industry. He actually owns a bank in Atlanta. And I think that's the most monumental thing. The fact that he's doing stuff within the community and he's found a second revenue stream.
And one of the things, when you say Killer Mike, if you don't mind me chiming in on this, Africa, I have to chime in for one important factor that he stresses. He stresses that he wants for the black dollar to recycle back in the community. Because, right now, as soon as we spend that, we don't have that spending power because it outsources and it goes out 7 times to every other community but ours. And we need to go back. And so he stresses the importance of owning your own, creating your own and owning your own and cycling your dollar back to people who respect your money.
Right. So here are the things. These are the other ventures that Killer Mike has gone into. He's done acting. He's been featured in films, 20 Funerals, Idlewild, ATL. Has performed as a voice actor, playing rapper, actor turned U.S. president named Tequil in Adult Swim cartoon Frisky Diego in 2006, 2008. Killer Mike guest voice Boost mobile phone in an episode of the same Adult Swim Aqua Teen Hunger Forces. Additional to that, he has Graffiti's Swag Barbershop, Greenwood Bank, and of course, like we said, he has been doing activism and he's heavy on community and police brutality, systematic racism and social inequality. Those are some of the topics that he focuses on through his activism.
And redlining. Don't forget redlining. He's heavy on that too.
Mm-hmm. Right. So those are some of the things that he's been into. And I know that you said that Currency and Wiz Khalifa. Going on. So let's talk a little bit about them.
Well, I mean, Wiz Khalifa, when you think of all the stuff like we're going to talk about later in the show, Jay-Z and Rick Ross, so on and so forth. He's been inspired by them. And we all know that one of the people we're going to talk about later is his protege, Snoop. So everybody, when he first came in the game, people compared him to him. And one of the things they're both known for, because they even got a movie for, is the cannabis. Right. So, one of the things he did is he created his own strand of cannabis. It's called Khalifa's Kush, rightly named. And he knows the whole culture of being that, we call the weed head. And one of the biggest things, what we do is anybody who ever smoked weed and got high before, what do we know for? Catching the munchies. So he's smart about that too. He got his own brand of food to help you replenish that energy called Pack Bowls by Wiz Khalifa. And they feature a wide variety of different flavors, chicken noodle and vegetable combinations, and you can get a various mix of it. But I mean, it is what I heard is pretty good. It's pretty good. I've never tried it, but I heard it's pretty good. And then that takes me to my boy Currency. Currency has his own California grown weed, also called Andretti Cannabis Company. According to the Lion's website, he went through hours of testing the other strands to ensure that he is putting out nothing but the quality and the best weed to help you proceed. And the cool thing about him is that he's in tune to the community because he actually pushes and works with his local farmers, to make sure that this strand is pushed out, so it's not like it's getting shipped somewhere else. You see it's long, grown organically and locally, which makes it even better for you. He's really, you know, into health, you know, he's very health conscious on it, but he got in our little rap nicknames for his wings, you know, Spitty Andre, Andretti, I'm sorry, Spitty Andretti is one of, that's his favorite one, like he says, but he got a couple of them. I mean, and anybody who know Currency was known for his lyricism and always coming up with witty lines, so that's just one of the many businesses that he has.
Okay. And since we on the West Coast, you know I can't forget my boy Earl Stevens, a.k.a. E-40.
Of course.
E-40 now for years, right? E-40 has always promoted his
self-entrepreneurship,
food,
too.
Right? Yeah. Right, exactly. So, you know, and...
Wait, you know, we got, before we even say that, Africa, we cannot forget that he was one of the first guys to start his, to get his own distribution label deal, you know, back in the day.
I was just going to say that.
So we can't, we cannot even go and talk about any of the other businesses because he came right in the game of boss. You know what I'm saying? Came in the game, like, boss, game, like, yo, I'm owning him and from his sister to his brother to his cousin. Sprinkle me, Mike. And his own language. He's such a boss. He got his own language. Sprinkle me. Half the terms we use now is it was done through E-40.
Right.
You know, he has his own book. He came out with his own book of terms. So if you're so boss that you create your own your own vocabulary, that's another thing. E-40, that's my guy. He's a good guy too.
Well, along with former NFL player Chester McLaughlin, E-40 opened Fatburger's franchise in Pleasant Hill, California, which is now which is no longer running. E-40 has promoted forthcoming publications, E-40's books of slang, which you just referenced, and that was in 1998.
But he has a lot more than that too. He has a liquor company as well too.
I haven't gotten there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was talking about this. I'm talking about his linguistics, okay?
Oh, he's okay, yeah. Okay, Mike. Sprinkle me, Mike.
The Book of Slang, and that was written in 1980. That was written in 1998.
Yeah.
But as of 2013, the volume has been updated and released. He's also a spokesperson for Landy Cognac. He opened his own cognac brand, liquor brand actually, Earl Stevenson Selection. Whew. And I do purchase it just because it's E-40.
I heard it's pretty good. I heard it's good.
It is. It is very good. Let me tell you, I have my mimosas. And I only purchase it because I feel like I can trust E-40. You know what I mean?
And you know it's going to get you pop, Africa.
When I say I can trust it,
we know what you mean. I'm clearing that for the listeners. So y'all know. So if y'all know when she gives it, listen, I'm telling you that because when she gives it a thumbs up, then y'all better hit to that liquor store because she don't mess with nothing unless it's going to have that pop.
Right. And he opened the Ambassador's Lounge, a nightclub downtown San Juan. It was announced, of course, he did the franchise, the Wingstop Restaurants. In 2007, it was announced that Stevens signed a franchise agreement with Wingstop Restaurants, Inc. And that was Southampton Shopping Center located in California. And
you know what? You also, now I'm going to add on to that. Did you know he was a silent investor for a lot of the different brands right there in the Bay Area? So he doesn't like to brag about it, but I've heard about all of the silent, because that's why they call, when you go to the Bay, they call it E-40 Town. That's another thing. Did you know that they call it E-40 Town? Because of how many businesses that he have, you know, helped and helped push as well. Because Fatburger's, not just being a landmark, but it's always giving back to the community and actually helped shape a lot of businesses in that area. So he's actually, like, you know, did his thing just like how Nipsey did Cali. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Nip. So he's, you know, he's huge on that. He's huge on community.
Well, he has his own water, 40 Water. I definitely want to have some 41. Listen, let me tell you, if I lived in the Bay, it would be over. I would be everything Earl Stevens. I'm telling you. I have 41. I get, yeah.
So Mr. Stevens, we need some sponsorship for this show, man, because, you know, my girl Africa is giving you the plug. Sprinkle her mind. That's what's right. up.
Okay, so he had a venture, he had a beverage venture, including wines industry, which he has released three wines, including the red blend called Function, a Moscato high alcohol fortified wine called Mangoscato. Wines are included in the branding of course, like I said, the Earl Stevens collection. And he began that in December 2014. You know, I can't believe it's already been a decade that he's been doing this, but that's crazy.
Over a decade, if you count, you know, from his label, over a decade, the man's right. been in business for
no, years. I'm talking about the wines.
Like, oh, just the wine alone. Yeah. I thought you saw, but yeah, it's so weird, but it's when you think, you can't even think of E40 without think of, you know, entrepreneurship, because
right.
not only just with the wine, the businesses, but people forget that E40 also had a brand of clothing for big boys. He was the one starting up. He had his own brand, because a lot of the clothes that you saw in the first videos was his designs and his clothes, too.
Okay. Well, he also has a pre-mixed cocktail beverage called Slurricane, inspired by...
yeah, I've heard of that, And he and Hurricane, too. Yeah, the Hurricane.
Yeah, Hurricane, Mike. Hurricane,
Hurricane.
It's the name of the pre-mixed beverage, and that was encouraged by his 1995 hit song, Hurricane.
And that's named after his sister. Named right. after his sister, yep.
In December 2015, E40 released a line of malt liquor called E40. Mm-hmm. I mean, how simple is that, right? Available in 24-ounce cans and 40-ounce glass bottles. E40 is also an investor in his own investment company and was an early investor in the social media app Clubhouse and Convos. So, again, you know... people in the urban hip hop community have found ways to diversify their portfolio while still releasing albums. And just so you know, he just was on the
Mount Westmore.
Yes, the Mount Westmore group, which is a collaboration of some of the people that are going to be in this conversation today. So Ice Cube, E40, Too Short, Snoop Dogg, all of these mm-hmm. people are entrepreneurs that have found multiple streams of revenue doing things outside of hip hop, but they still continue to make music. Well, I guess since we over in the West, we might as well go ahead and talk about Snoop. I know you touched on it briefly.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's
Snoop.
Snoop is everywhere. Snoop is everywhere, from his collaboration with Master P, with his brands of cereal, chips. Snoop has everything from his own beverages. Snoop, I mean, what don't Snoop got? The clothing line, you know, I mean, he's had his own label. He's now the new owner of Death Row Records. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of that, he went from being an artist to now he's the owner of Death Row. People don't know how Snoop is big on gaming. He got Gangsta Gaming League. Mini sports league, you know what I'm saying? He has reality TV from Snoop Dogg's Fatherhood on down to his you know, ever so beloved show with Martha Stewart. You know, whoever saw that coming?
Right. That was, you know, unbelievable.
What I mean? Yeah. Listen, and when you say it from beverages, yeah, I thought it was crazy. Now, speaking of beverages, Snoop has his own red wine and rosé on the shelves. You know what I'm saying? They're both under the name 19 Crimes, from convicts to colonists. He also had a malt liquor back in the days that was you know, that was in heavily that he had a part to do with. Snoop also have a lot to do with, you know, angel investment companies, just like how the same way E40 does the Bay. Snoop has the same thing in Cali. And he's heavily involved in community. The thing that I love about Snoop is Snoop always gives back. He's such a boss and so humble. And he always, always, always is trying to help young entrepreneurs in the LA region. So he's not the type of person that, you know, have made it and don't look back, like how Master P did, you know, how he made look back. you know, and E-40 and a few other people that we are all naming on this topic. But Snoop is just, you know, overall good guy. And so far as with music, there's no one who has a catalog like Snoop right now. I mean, this guy has been featured on more tracks than almost anybody. The only person I can say that can compare to Snoop's grind in the studio would be Lil Wayne. And that's saying a lot, because those guys can die 20 times and still still have music that is circulating because it's so good. I mean, Snoop has actually single-handedly, he's the godfather of the West Coast. You cannot have a conversation about the West Coast without bringing up Snoop. Snoop is literally like, you know, when you, as soon as you say, you know, West Coast, it doesn't matter where you at, on what side of the water, you know, where you were on the planet, you know, he's one of the most internationally known, you know, and iconic known people out in the West Coast. That's an artist, you know, artist wise. So Snoop is just that man, you know what I mean? So, you know, hats off and big up to you, Snoop. I mean, and from the Dog Pound, you know, and then not only, you know, was he owning labels, but what I love about Snoop was people forget about how he did films, how he had a film franchise. He did a whole bit of horror movies. He did Adult Flicks too.
I don't want to see Snoop in an adult.
No. He wasn't doing it, but he was producing them. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So he had that, even had some, from what I heard, you know, investments. It would make sense. From the strip clubs to all that. I mean, anything, and even the casinos. The casinos is locked in with Snoop. So Snoop is a bad boy. I mean, there's no, there's really nothing that you don't see the Snoop name under too much these days. I mean, he's really got his hand on the pulse. And even when you talk about digital currency, Snoop's got his hand on the pulse there. You know what I mean? He's an angel investor for a lot of digital companies that people don't realize too. So he's just a bad, you know, it's too many. I don't want to go here, but I start talking about all the Snoop's ventures. We'll be here for, you know, half an hour. And, you know, we don't got that much time. But right. Snoop's the man.
Snoop is the man. And when we talk about the man, we got to go back to NY up top, to Yonkers. Check out Jadakiss, The Lox, right?
Of course.
So, Jason, my good friend Jason. Jason, Jadakiss, otherwise known as Jadakiss, is along with his longtime friend and business associate, Jay Jackson. Jadakiss launched an online multimedia creative collective called So Raspy that also served as an umbrella company for his business endeavors, which include online publication, record label, apparel, and a YouTube channel. Reinvesting in their community in the summer of 2014, Jadakiss and Styles P opened a juice bar in Yonkers, New York.
Along with Angela Lee. Don't forget with Angela Lee, because she's part signing partner to them too.
Okay. Called Juice for Life.
Most together, definitely.
They have gone and opened two more branches in the Bronx and one in Brooklyn. In October 2022, Jadakiss launched a family-owned coffee company called Kiss Cafe with his father and son. Now, that is building generational wealth and a legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, Jadakiss has always been a ghostwriter for a lot of your favorite rappers in the South.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
and the East Coast too.
Right. So Jada's just, he's just an amazing person when it comes to that. I know that you had a couple other people. I know you mentioned briefly Master P, and I think it would go without saying that we have to give him a mention, even though he hasn't put out anything, you know. You did say he did put out.
I was by the way, if you say correction, but don't be my boy put out. Master P got a lot of things that he's put out, man. But big up, we can't forget also, Sheik Looch actually has partnership with a lot of other things that they're doing outside too, especially with us from the digital market. Sheik Looch is actually doing some things too. I don't want to go all into his thing, but I'm gonna get back to Master P because I'll be talking about it. We just already covered him, but Sheik Looch is the man too with the Lox. All three of them. One thing I do want to say about that, which is their businesses, I salute them because they always look after the youth, and they're always trying to put a new message to, you know, unite the youth in the community. You know what I mean? And you can catch him. If you want to find out more about that, just, you know, Google JDQ. And what's the barbershop talk that they always have, that they're always having on? Because he went in depth with it on that barbershop show. Oh, my God. What's the guy who has the barbershop show where everybody talks on? Anyway, just Google and it'll come up with JDQ and she, because they went and they had a great interview. And I think that our viewers would like to see that, because they break down all the different businesses they have there and also what they're doing in the community. But it's really, what I love about this stuff when I'm being in the community, Styles P is so much where he actually, did you see when he was about to get into an altercation with the cops? Because yes. What happened was, yes, and that's why I wanted to bring that up, because a lot of times you see us and, you know, these rappers make money, we do stuff, but they don't stand for nothing. It is so imperative, you know, for us, you know, to not just to make money and do things, but actually be on that first line of defense for your community too, because a lot of times things go in the community and, you know, people have a voice and don't use it. Styles P and Jada Kiss is always using their voice when it comes to police injustice and things that, you know, are putting these kids down, or when anybody speaks down on the kids, they're the first to go to bat. Because a lot of times, you know how we have in hip hop, there's been a division with old and young hip hop artists. You know what I'm saying? They try to divide the young against the old. And Jada Kiss is always, and Styles, they're always supporting young people. And that's why, and Sheik Lush, that's what I love about them, that they're reaching back and they're coming to their community and they're helping out and they're pulling their community together. And even when Styles P pulled the community together to go against that police brutality, it was so beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times we watch, you know, our women get attacked, our young kid boys get attacked, and nobody say nothing. We say, oh, that's how it is. Whereas versus, you know, he put his life on the line. He didn't care nothing about his stardom or what. He was like, hey, listen, I don't care nothing about that. This is about what you're doing to the community, and it's not going to happen on my watch. And I applaud him, because it takes a lot of, you know, a lot of balls to do that. You know, some people be scared of their fame. They're scared, you know, to go against the system, or, you know, and these guys are not. So they will not back down when it comes to anything standing for injustice. They really, you know, gung-ho with it. Now, get back to, like you said, you know, wrapping up with my boy. And who was the next one you wanted me to get on? I think it was Master P, right?
Yeah, I think, yeah, Master P.
Yeah, okay. Well, Master P, first of all, this man has done everything from his clothing line to, and he was actually one of the first with the Miyati, the sneaker line, that from the South that was killing with the sneaker line. The sneaker line, everything to alcohol, to food. And one thing about Master P that made it different was he doesn't have his line through somebody. He actually owns his own brand that's sold nationally in stores. You got to give that man an applause. Because everybody, you see a lot of these other people, they're going through big companies. Master P said, nah, I'm gonna be the boss. Everything Master P touches, he is truly the boss of. He's not going through secondhand through nobody, whether it's his liquor company, whether it's his, you know, his food, you know, the food company he put up. And I've heard people are talking about the ramen noodles that he has. People been raving about his ramen noodles, different flavors he have. And I'm pretty sure all of y'all know about Rap Snacks. There's not a hood store you can't go to without seeing Rap Snacks. You know, and he was the first I've ever seen to actually do that, to have, you know, chips and have, you know, the faces of your favorite rapper on a bag of chips. And he was saying, hey, listen, because we eat snacks, you know, why we not owning it? And he came up with all. And what I love about Master P was a lot of times you see these products and you eat these products from, you know, because we want to support our own. But let's face it, sometimes the food and the quality don't be there. You know, you eat it like, oh, it's nasty. I've never had a product from Master P that was nasty. All his food is good. All his snacks is good. Now, because I'm a vegan, I may not eat such things because of sodium intake and all that. But my thing is, you know, these kids are going to buy this stuff and they buy it by the dozens. But what he's also doing too now is he's actually making his snacks. He's going into a line of more healthier snacks as well. So, you know, big up to you, Master P, for that. And he's been a boss on so many levels. You know, we can go and talk about so many different brands that he has, because he even given his son, Mario, multiple brands, where he actually, people don't realize that he started his son off with his film company. He's also, everybody, do not forget what, you know, what's the, what's the name of the movies? He got so many movies. That
I Got the Hookup.
I Got the Hookup. 1 and 2. Okay, I was trying to go there, but I Got the Hookup. Thank you, Africa. I Got the Hookup. He came in and he also introduced a lot of the new comedians, because a lot of the big name comedians came under Master P. Just like how Friday did when he came out. You know, I mean, Ice Cube did when he came out with Friday. You see a lot of that, and that's, we needed a voice, and he gave us a voice at that time. Same as the labels. He was the very first one to actually teach artists how to own their own businesses that was under his label. That's what, you know, you hear Snoop say his praises all the time. You hear everybody, even 50 Cent, you know, giving him praises. You'll see multiple people always talking about how Master P gave him game to get their own brand. So he is like the godfather of having your own. You know, him and E-40, them, both of those guys are definitely untouchables. And he put New Orleans on the map. And he's like, just like how you would say E-40 is to, Cali, Master P is to New Orleans as well. You know what I mean? And California. I didn't realize that he lived in both places at both times. Did you know that when he first came out? Yeah. And so he has so much love on the West Coast, so much love, you know, down in the South. And in the South, he single-handedly, you know, put the South on the map when it comes to New Orleans and anybody from that brand besides Cash Money. You know, because when you think of New Orleans, the only thing you think of most mainly is Master P. And Cash Money. And he coined that phrase. He quit. You can't listen. When you hear, you know what I'm saying? And you know what he quit? Don't forget, he quit. I'm about it. Brought it, about it. You about it, about it. Nobody was about it before Master P. He was about it. So.
And that was also a movie, too.
About it, about it. Movie.
It was actually the first movie.
Yeah. Yes. You know what? Yes. Was talking about his struggles, how he became Master P, because he was about it. And another thing, too, I cannot forget also, too, when we talk about snacks, he even came in. People didn't know that he even had his own snacks with ice cream, too. This, I'm the ice cream man. So people thought that he just had, you know, just the song Ice Cream Man and that was it. No, Brother Man was killing it on there for the summers, for the youngins out there, keeping them cool in it. You know, there's some summertime too. So Master P have so many doggone ventures the brother than did. So, you know, big up to you, Master P. And he got his hand on even many more than that. Those are just a few that I'm naming. You know what I mean? But he's the man.
So when we talk about the men and we talking about the men, the people that are doing the investments and making things happen outside of the hip hop genre and still making music till this day. We got Rick Ross. Rick Ross currently resides in ATL, but he is
the boss.
MIA. As of 2017, Rick Ross owns several different Wingstop restaurant locations. Wingstops is a fast food chain specializing in chicken wings. When Don Lemon was first fired from CNN in April 2023, Ross offered him a job saying, "For some reason, I believe you know what you're doing." So he said, "Go ahead and send that resume over." Rick Ross also does the Rick Ross car shows, and I mean, he's got his hand in a couple different things.
Don't forget, he has the drinks. We got the drinks that Rick Ross has. Of course, the label that Rick Ross has, MMG, of course, that's another thing. Besides the drinks, he also, and besides the, you know, the drinks, he also, Rick Ross now, he has a real estate company. Don't forget about that, too. He's doing with real estate. You know, people don't understand. He's also into digital currency as well. And he's also got he's a ghostwriter for a lot of people. People didn't know that as well. And then he have a different, you know, STEM development companies that he's actually pushing a lot of entrepreneurs. He got books out. He's an author. Don't forget him. He's an author. He's wrote multiple books at this point right now. And another thing that I love about Rick Ross is that he's huge about giving back. He's another one that gives back to his community, you know. So he's offering, you know, he's passing the torch and the baton. And that's a good thing, you know. I always applaud any brothers that's doing that because it's so needed. You know what I mean? So Rick Ross is the man.
Okay. Well, Rick Ross. Now, I know you told me that Dash Dillinger So Daz Dillinger is doing something, and then you also talk about
And you know what? Hold up. You just said something I cannot forget about, because he did put out something new, and I almost forgot about him, and we'd have been so wrong for that. Africa, Trick Daddy. Rick Ross is the one who came out with Trick Daddy. He's one of the people that was inspiring. Luke with Trick Daddy, but still, I don't know why I thought of Trick Daddy with Rick Ross too. Maybe because they had a little track together.
No, because they had a track together.
Okay, yeah. That's what I was thinking. But the thing about with Trick Daddy, also because Trick Daddy, we can't forget about him with Trick Daddy on his line of restaurants and also his seasonings, you know, and his he's a chef too. He has his radio podcast. He's a chef, and you know, Trick Daddy also has some other ventures out in the Florida area. So that's another MIA. That's why I was saying Rick Ross, Trick Daddy, MIA. That's why I was saying MIA. That's why, okay, the MIA whole MIA. That's why I was thinking about it. Because of the songs together, and they're also fellow MIA mates. You know what I mean?
Right.
They give it up.
Now, I know you said that Daz Dillinger was doing some stuff, but...
Daz and Corrupt. Daz is always doing stuff. People... don't realize just how much the Dog Pound and Daz have done so much, whether it's been Corrupt or, cause Corrupt got some businesses too on the down low. So I big up to the Dog Pound. And one thing before I even go into the Dog Pound and, Daz, what people don't realize is that Daz also, besides his producing, he also owns so many different, you know, sub labels. Hey, I thought it was just one Africa. Do you know the boy has several different labels that he's rocking with now?
Really didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, you got to look into Daz. Daz did so many businesses. You know, he had everything from restaurants that he was working with. Real estate, of course. I didn't realize that he was doing real estate. I was like, okay. He owns a lot of real estate. Literally, when you go down and Cali, the brother, he's kind of like him and Snoop, you know, I think Snoop put him on to that, but he's been killing it in real estate. So a lot of people are looking at him, and he's also, you know, what I love about him too, is he also does a lot of STEM. He has STEM programs teaching a lot of young people about businesses. So a lot of times, you know, I want to highlight that, because again, it's super, super important for us to go back and pull these other kids up. And open up that line, just like how Nipsey was trying to do. You know, Daz is doing that still in L.A. So, you know, big up to Daz for that, too. You know what I mean? And I didn't know he had he had a restaurant in downtown Fargo, the Dog Pound. And it was called Lily the Dog Pound. You know, they were specializing, you know, it was a hot dog sandwich shop, okay? So they were specializing in different flavored hot dogs, you know, as hot dogs and different drinks that they had in there. But it was really nice. He even had a line of food trucks that was going there. And so what they made was gourmet hot dog. They had your gourmet hot dog sandwich. Yes. And I've heard it was very good. And then he had all different flavors. One thing I heard about, he had everything from turkey, beef to vegetarian. Before they close. So he was on the pulse of that too. So he also have some new businesses, and I think I have it here. Hold on, I'm trying to remember all of the businesses, because there was more than Daz the Dillinger. He did actually more than that that we have on there. I was trying to figure out it was a specific. I know that he was in partnership with trying to work out alcohol, you know, a liquor brand. He has a liquor brand that he's working out with Snoop. That's another thing too. Did you know that he is a silent investor in a lot of the liquor brands?
Okay.
So Daz has been doing so much for it. But you know, bigger than that, the biggest thing I really want to highlight with Daz, I mean, because he has a lot of businesses, but you guys can research it. But the biggest thing I want to highlight again is him being that angel investor and giving back to the community. Because he actually has different forums where he actually scouts for new talent.
Okay.
For businesses. So that's what I love. You know what I mean? Because it's one thing to be your boss and have your own business. Another thing when you're giving back and giving these kids a second chance.
And I think that these are the conversations that we need to have when we talk about hip hop and the reach of the hip hop culture and how we've evolved as we've grown and diversified. You know, hip hop is no longer just inside our urban communities. Hip hop is in tech, it's in food, it's in hospitality, it's everywhere. It's a part of the global culture as well as the urban culture. It's no longer a subculture, it's a part of American culture, American, you know, American society. Method Man, Clifford Smith, Method Man, and his manager, Shauna Garr, have launched a production company. It's called 6AM, an entertainment company. Method Man loved reading superhero comic books and owns a huge collection of exclusive comic books like The Hulk. He's also the host of Marvel Methods. It's a weekly podcast where actor and rapper Method Man interviews celebrity guests about life and all the things fandom, Marvel comics, music, and more. He started his cannabis business, TKL, named after his 1994 album, and sells marijuana to Black-owned dispensaries. Wow.
Well, you know, him and Redman has a strand together, too.
Yeah, I was good. I'm definitely going to talk a little bit about Reggie, but Reggie got the Reggie. but he also, by 2019, he had started investing in NFTs, real estate, and his own production company, among other business ventures. He has invested in many ventures and started his own business in the past few years. So, Method Man, outside of acting and rapping, and they just dropped him and Raekwon just dropped a new track. Him and Raekwon or him and Ghostface. Anyway, him and one of the members of the Wu just dropped a new track. He's also on Nas' album. He's got a couple tracks out right now that are nice. Big shout out to Dave East. Him and Dave East he's got a couple records with Dave East on several of Dave East's records. I love that Dave East always goes backwards and pulls an OG to be on his records. I can't wait to get to the Nas thing.
Meth is also, you know, people don't forget this too, that Meth is also heavily supporting the kids. Actually, his son is doing a lot too. So he's pushing his son in all his new business endeavors as well. So you see, and if you look at his new videos, a lot of his son is in it. Yeah.
Right. His son is definitely active because he's been in a couple, of the Dave East joints, and he's even spat on a couple different tracks too.
And Method, one thing I love about Method and Red, they're always going back to the youth, hopping on those different tracks. They don't mind doing that. They're never too big, too Hollywood to reach back. If he likes your stuff, he hops on it. You know what I mean? It's like Lil Wayne. Like, that's one thing I give a shout out to Lil Wayne or Drake. They'll actually go back and look for the new kids that's hot and show them love.
Now, you know what? We talking about artists that have done stuff. And I have to definitely say shout out to Soulja Boy. I think a lot of people...
Oh, man, come on. You cannot talk about this without talking about Soulja Boy. Soulja right. Boy, tell him. Man, come on. The boy had his own video game. Came out with his own video game. A lot of people didn't know, but he had his own video game. He's one of the first. When you talk about NFTs and all that too, he was into that already. When you talk about YouTube wouldn't be YouTube without Soulja Boy. He was actually one of the leading people to make YouTube famous. So you better put some respect on his name. People better know that. Soulja Boy better tell him. And on top of that, he had his own brand of clothing. Don't forget his brand of clothing.
Right.
His label. I mean, Soulja Boy came in as a boss young.
Right. At the age of 16, he was one of the first people that was selling ringtones before people even thought about selling a ringtone or understanding what that meant. He had the call line where you could call Soulja Boy and pay a dollar or something. My children was running on my bill with that. So he's been able to... diversify and find different streams of revenue out of this new era of independence. And this is what today's show is. The new era of independence, because it's still Independence Day too.
Yeah.
And there's so many different things that we can get into. Ice Cube, definitely want to talk about Ice Cube. And We know that Ice Cube has his production companies and he's been doing movies for years, writing movies and scripts. But Ice Cube has a whole bunch of different business endeavors and is definitely involved in the tech industry as well. In 2017, Ice Cube became a co-founder of Big 3. The company is a 3-on-3 half-court basketball league that features games played by the best players. Big 3 has a valuation of $1.5
billion. Whew, Lord.
In addition to Big 3, Ice Cube also has ventured into the liquor industry. He's launched his own brand of E&J brandy called Fifth Generation, which he co-owns with his business partner. I can't pronounce Jeff's last name. The brand has been successful, and Ice Cube has created a cocktail called the Big Cube, which promotes the brand. Yeah, his most recent sports endeavor, of course, like I said, is the Big 3. And that is what is putting him on the map right now and has him in the forefront of the industry. A lot of people say that this sports endeavor, and I'm not really a big sports person, so I can't speak on it. But I've heard the men in my circle talk about it and say how this is an uproar or a disturbance inside that industry. So we'll see how far that goes and what happens with that.
Yeah, Ice Cube also is in the digital tech world as well, in the gaming world. He's huge. He's heavy in the gaming world. Don't forget about that, because Grand Theft Auto, he had a lot to do with a lot of the Grand Theft soundtrack and all that stuff with Grand Theft Auto. So big up to Cube for that too.
I think that, you know, that we actually need to do a thing where we talk about
video games.
People can really get into video games, because there are a handful of artists that have never been on mainstream radio that are making bank hand over fist from just having their records on videos.
But how about we say artists that has broke the bank who was mainstream? Travis Scott, he killed it. He made with his video game, it was like 5 million in one day or something like that from the release of, I can't forget what video game is because my nephew is always into it. But it was a premiere of a video game and it broke the net, and he kills it. So he kills it. So big up to Travis Scott on that.
All right. So as we get into it, of course, we all know Diddy has always been an entrepreneur. We have people like Will.i.am. And just to give you an idea of what Will.i.am has done, Will.i.am is heavy in the tech industry, so much so that at the last 3 tech shows that I've gone to, he's been a spoker and a presenter speaking on different elements of the tech industry. He's definitely big into STEM. He is the person that created the technology for Beats by Dre.
Oh, yeah.
Which was produced by Monster Cable and then later sold to Dre because Dre's name was on it. But Will.i.am created the technology that makes the Beats headphones sound good.
Yeah, he's also this is so crazy. From the Classy Channel, where he took from LA's Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising, he created the I Am Plus fashion tech startup company. Okay, this is known for Pulse, and which is a competitor to Apple Watch. Okay, so they're like, he designed a watch. This is one of the number one competitors with Apple Watch right now, and it has partnered with Coca-Cola on EcoCycle. Okay, a project that promotes the use of recycled materials into the fashion world. This brother's no joke. He found his share of Beats, and that he did with Dre. People don't realize that he brought the company Apple. He bought the company and reaped rewards from Apple for $3 billion. Let me say it again. Homeboy made $3 billion last year. He's Intel's director of creative information. So you got to be pretty bad to be a director of creative innovation for Intel. If y'all know who Intel is.
Mm-hmm. That's big.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like I said,
he did something even bigger than that. Africa, 2012, Homeboy was the first artist to debut a song from another planet.
Okay.
And Core reaching for the stars. So come on, man. You how do you top somebody doing that? So Will I Am is a bomb. And when you just talked about Diddy, we talk about Diddy. Diddy has always, you know, been doing. He's one of the most known artists in Forbes magazine. They've done multiple articles, and in fashion, you cannot say fashion '90s without talking about Diddy, because Diddy created the brand line of Sean John, and he had a couple other different lines, but Sean John was the most name, and it was so mainstream that Macy's was pumping it out. You know what I mean? You got right. to. He was doing, you know, a huge, you know, partnership deals with Daigle, which is upscale brands, Aqua Hydrate, you know, and we all know Ciroc Vodka. You know, the boy has been killing it with everything when it comes to typing in, and he's had multiple strands of alcohol. You know what I mean? Right. That we put out. Ciroc is just was one of the latest. He's always doing different brands of alcohol drinks, and I did not know this with Diddy as well too. We all know Diddy for fashion, but I didn't know also how Diddy was into the environment friendly, wear, as well as environment friendly, recycling stuff. He's actually getting into that too. So this is crazy. Like, you know, big shout out. This is just a small plug for even with Jaden Smith's, Will Smith's son, when he actually have that water. You remember when we had the when he was going through coronavirus and everything was going to his son, Jaden actually had water trucks that was actually passing out recycled water for that. You know what I mean? So big shout out for that. But Diddy was, you know, Diddy's always taught the youth, and Jaden was actually following Diddy's footprint in that.
Okay. Now we have approximately about 9 to 10 minutes left. So I want to make sure that we get into this, because I want to end it with the two, you know, I want to end it with the ether. I definitely have to send an honorable mention to people like the Snowman, Young Jeezy, who's been doing real estate and investing in a lot of properties in Atlanta, helping with cost-effective homes and so forth. T.I. has been dabbling in other things. And, you know, it's just great to see
Luda, too. Don't forget Luda.
Well, Luda has always been like it's so many people yeah. that have found different streams of revenue. And I think that for us to go and talk about everybody would be hard to do within.
We can't
minutes,
do it. Right? That's not happening.
So, but I think that it's fair that we make mention of these people, because it's interesting how many people just in the last 40 minutes, the people that we spoke about, it's, as we start speaking, you know, you remember, oh yeah, this person did this. This person did this. Let's not forget this. Mm-hmm. And you start to realize that as bad a rap that hip hop gets, there's so much other things that are involved in it, that have so many good things that have come out of it. And we do not glorify or highlight the goodness in the culture and how they are creating different opportunities for people of color, you know, in industries that we weren't in. And with that being said, I'm going to go to Nas. And I really think that Nas should be the end of it, but I don't want to run out of time. And Nas has definitely been influential in doing a lot of things. Nas is a venture capitalist, okay? Mm-hmm. And Nas has built an expansive investment portfolio spanning more than 100 companies, from fintech, which is financial tech, to mattresses. His latest deals are more personal than most. The New York hip hop legend is becoming co-owner of Escobar Cigars and started a label, which is, I can't remember the label. It's a label that Dave East is on.
And he's also doing a digital streaming platform that he's working on too as well. So don't forget that.
No, I said that he has a streaming company. He has a streaming company. One of the companies that he's invested in, which is the company that I've told people about for very many years. He's been doing Audius, which is a streaming company. Him and several other artists, they are the people that run that streaming company, or have invested in that streaming company because of him. I've purchased audio coins to support the audio streaming platform. So go ahead and check out Audius. It is all people like Taylor Swift and a bunch of other artists have invested in it as a result of Nas's investment into it. Again, Nas has over 100 companies that he's invested in. And Mass Appeal is the name of his record label. He has over 100 different companies that he's invested in. But like I said, he is a venture capitalist, meaning that he has several or a ton of things that he invests in, as well as he is an angel investor. He has also been an angel investor in Lyft. So every time you catch a Lyft, you can thank Nas, right? Mm-hmm. For seeing that vision. And then, of course, we end with Jay-Z. And as Nas invested in Lyft, Jay-Z invested in Uber. I thought that was interesting.
It was always battling.
They're like, nah, nigga, you gonna buy that? I got this.
It never stops with them two.
Oh, you got Tidal, I got Audius. Audius is decentralized. So,
but that's good. That's good friendly competition,
right? So he's an angel investor in Uber. He has Tidal, Roc Nation, 4040 Club, Rockaware, Duce, Rockefeller Records, I don't know what that is.
The alcohol company that he has.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
Yeah. And don't forget, him and Damon Dash started off with, because I actually was working with them when they did Armadale Liquor. So they've been doing, and that's what's the still brandy. So they've been their hand on the alcohol company for years, because that all stemmed from when they used to push Cristal. Cristal got crazy and they said, okay, well, we're going to create our own liquor company. So they was one of the first popping in on that wave. You know, they were one of the early ones. I won't say the first. I know they were one of the early ones that popped on owning their own alcohol brand. And they've owned brands of alcohol for years. And it's been a number of alcohol brands. Not just one, several, you know, but too many for me to go into a name. But, you know, we have to also give a shout out to all the different people. So when you were saying it, ASAP Rocky, you know, people forget about, you know, we talking about that. He has the purple drink that he's been pushing out. We want to send a shout out to ASAP, because ASAP definitely been doing a juvenile. Shout out to him, because he has, you know, he's been putting out new records now, but he's also have, you know, people don't know this. This is what I love about it. He has his own custom furniture line.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, he has his own custom furniture line, you know, and it's called Made by Juvie. So, you know, you want that new couch there, huh? You want that new table there, huh? So big shout out to Juvie for that, because he is definitely thebomb.com with that. You know, I love the fact that you're seeing more and more rappers and entertainers taking charge of their own destiny. They're not going for somebody else doing it. Mm-hmm.
Rap is something you do. Hip hop is
something you love.
So as we live in this culture of hip hop, we start to see how people diversify and reinvent themselves through different platforms and create multiple streams of revenue. They create horizontal and vertical connections to their music and their life's work, so that we can start to see these things embodied in the culture again, in our communities, in our outreach, etc. And in technology, it is imperative that if there is a product and or person that you have followed for years in the urban community, go ahead and support them in tech. You know, if there's a coin, like I said, Nas has the Audius streaming platform, which is a decentralized platform on a decentralized network, and that network is backed by the Audio Coin. Go ahead and purchase some of those Audio Coins. Invest in that idea.
I totally agree.
Those ideas, the more we invest, the more value we give
them. And we need to have it circulate in our communities. That's the whole big point that Killer Mike was talking about. And that's what we have to do. And speaking of which, shout out to Big Akon, because Akon, talking about community, he not only invests in businesses here in the States, but he actually single-handedly helped put, you know, Africa in a huge different light. So much when I say light.
Giving them light.
Yeah, you just beat me to the punch. So thank you, Africa. So, you know, he has his own electric company and he's actually built so much over in Africa. Shout out to, you know, honorable mention, shout out to Drake, shout out to Birdman, and shout out to Jermaine Dupri, because even for, you know, Jermaine Dupri with even starting his new ice cream line over there in the ATL, he's done so much. And all these people we talk about, these are not just everything they've done a lot more, including Lil Wayne. Got a shout out to Lil Wayne. Eminem, you know, we can't forget about Eminem. Meek Mill has a whole lot of stuff there. Mr. Fab did a whole lot of stuff in there. And these are people who got out new stuff recently. They got out new music. Nelly, can't forget about my boy Nelly. Nelly did his thing in there. And also Andre 3000. I didn't realize he's got new music coming out. He's dropped two new joints. He got some new music coming out. And you know what? Because we just did the show, I would be totally wrong. And we would be wrong. If we were Africa, you have to slap us. First of all, this is your sister in crime, our girl, my girl Latifah. Come on, you cannot do a show without her.
Yeah.
Cannot do a show without her.
Latifah's definitely had
boss
in terms of revenue.
Boss.
So, like I said, again, we cannot really
do everybody.
as you see, there's so many people, and as we start talking about it, we remember this and that, and we start to see how, again, hip hop is not only, like, we can't continue to perpetuate these negative stereotypes and allow the media to run the narrative that we're not progressive.
Well, hip hop has single-handedly taken over. I mean, it's the number one form of music right now in the world. Let's start there. Let's start also that it makes the most, hip hop has the most loyal fan base and the most receptive buying audience. Hip hop's audience, that's why everybody goes for that target youth urban consumer, because we are the number one consumers in the world, the youth. Especially young black youth. Let me say that again. Number one consumers in the world. Because when you think of a young black youth, first of all, let's look at the sneakers. You know, $300-$400 sneakers. Look at the pants, the designers. Look at the belts. Look at the watches. Look at the chains. Everything we do, even when we get in our cars, when we buy our first automobiles, we want everything kitted up, everything. You know, that's why you see the different cultures from the LA all the way to the Bay, all the way to the Texas with the slabs, all that. We are a culture, baby. And we are the number one consumer, that we make everybody buy. We are the buying culture of America, and we're the backbone. And the funny thing is, remember how we never used to get any play Africa, where they barely didn't want to play hip hop? You can't go nowhere without playing hip hop now.
Right.
And now they're using our slang in the boardrooms. So hip hop is now part of America culture.
Hip hop is American culture. And as we celebrate 50 years of hip hop and hip hop, we have to make sure that we continue as a community, not only that we continue to be creative and find diverse ways to intersect our culture into the rest of the world, but we also need to take the opportunity and invest in those endeavors. Yeah. Because we can only be successful as a community if we invest in the things that are supporting our communities. Otherwise, we're going to be making billions of dollars with people that don't look like us.
Well, we'll be making them billions of dollars. and we'll be getting a portion, you know, of what we won't have a seat at the table. That's the most important thing. Ownership is having a seat at the, not just having a seat at the table, but actually being a head at the table.
Right.
You know, that's the problem nowadays. And that's why The problem is this: in America, we want to have people to listen to us, to respect our voice. Well, money's power. And at the end of the day, until we have that substantial amount, you know, of ownership, and even though it looked like we've done so much, we're still so very little on America's totem pole. So this needs to, it needs to be addressed, and we need to show more support for it. And then also, I want to take this time to tell all of our listeners, get your kids to invest and learn tech early, please. Start learning tech. It's the way of the future. AI is here. It's not going nowhere. And you know, and also can take your kids to learn trades again, too, because everybody's not, you know, college bound. Everybody, I'm not saying don't go to college. I'm not saying, but I'm saying college isn't for everyone. Some people may be good with trades. So, you know, there's nothing wrong. We've made this thing where something wrong with blue collar workers. Well, guess what? Somebody's got to do the work. So it's nothing wrong with being a blue collar worker, because guess what? A lot of times people take that blue collar dollars to start their own business. So in order to save your money to invest and create your own brand, you got to sometimes save up, and sometimes you got to hustle till you work. So it's nothing wrong with that. So at the end of the day, like I said, and that field is opening up a lot, because we need more engineers. We need more engineers. Right. We need more, you know, computers, scientists. We need more people in on the back end of it, because that way we can have our hand in everything.
So the takeaway is get involved in STEM education.
That's right.
Go ahead and invest in these companies. Do your research. Find out who has investments and where the investments are. Take your revenue. Go on the investment apps and purchase coins that are related to those things. Go ahead and purchase stock related to those things.
And support Africa Station right here, what you're listening to. Please invest. You wouldn't hear content like this if she don't put it out. So please support the station. Pop in with us, you know, show us love. Make sure you share this. Share it with your friends, your family, your loved one, because we're not just giving it out just to be talking. We're here to provide quality information and entertainment for you guys, so you guys can pass the buck and pass the baton. So please, salute. You know, it don't cost you nothing but a dollar to holler. So subscribe. Subscribe to my girl. You heard the official whistle. And then also one, another thing through Africa. May I do a shameless plug, please? May I do a shameless plug?
Go ahead.
So
you're already doing it. Go ahead.
You know, I got to, baby. So listen, the shameless plug for everybody is for all those people out there that's listening, that own a business and that are really big in community. I started a nonprofit called Beyond. And, you know, we're launching really soon. Thank God for all those people that's been showing support. But just to hop up, you can follow us on Beyond VA. On, you know, Instagram, or, you know, you can go to Facebook, and Facebook, we're really active there because a lot of nonprofits is really there. Big shout out to Blacks and Nonprofits has been showing us mad love, and Dr. O. So guys, make sure you check us out, you know, because I tell you, we're definitely serious about it. We're definitely serious about helping the community. And you know that working with my nonprofit, that it's not, you know, the dollars or any support you give goes straight to the kids, because that was one of the biggest problems I had, you know, moving forward. You had all these people that have all these different nonprofits, but, you know, like, you know, you got these big nonprofits like Red Cross and, you know, Goodwill. But did you guys know that not even 1% actually goes to the consumers? So you're missing a mark. You're missing those kids. You're missing the community. And this is for you, by you, right here. And right here, this is like you got to support my girl Africa. This is for you, by you. This is for the people. This is for the people, man. We love the babies, man. It's for the future. Africa's for the future.
All right, so subscribe to The Vibe. You already know what it is. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button. $3 per month to check out all of our content. That's our podcast, our original content videos, as well as our mixes and other destination event related content that will, you can win prizes and surprises, go to different places around the world and support the culture. Once again, this has been Being Africa Allah with yours truly, Africa Allah, and the official whistle.
You heard it, it's official. You heard the whistle. And stay tuned. We got lots of contests coming up, man. Y'all, we're going to have some things for y'all here. Y'all, if you ain't tuning in, you missing out. That's what's up.